Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, the National Indigenous Music Awards are going to take place in Darwin on August 10 this year. The awards celebrate the country's top Indigenous musicians, and this year they're also going to honour the musical legacy of Yothu Yindi, whose lead singer passed away only a few weeks ago. Mark Smith is the organiser of the National Indigenous Music Awards. We thought we'd get him on the line today. Mark, how significant is this event after the passing of Yothu Yindi's lead singer, and how is it going to affect his legacy?
Yeah, look, I think, well, thanks for having me. I think it's sort of taken on a whole new significance, given the news of the last week. The original plan was around sort of recognising the contribution that Yothu Yindi as a band had made. It's been 10 years since they were inducted into the what was the Northern Territory Indigenous Music Awards Hall of Fame, and they were obviously recently inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame. So it was a great point to recognise their legacy. But then, yeah, with the passing of Mr. Yunupingu, that's taken on a much more significant meaning. So we've just got word that the family is really happy with this, that it's happening. So we're working now to make it, you know, quite a significant event in August.
Mm. When I was working in radio as a young boy, I remember that song broke, Yothu Yindi's song, and it hit the airwaves, and I suddenly thought, as a young guy sitting there, this is an Aboriginal sound on Australian radio. This is so cool. Sadly, we don't hear a lot of Aboriginal music on mainstream radio, so what is the significance of an event like this?
Yeah, and I think that's the key. You know, radio is, you know, despite the advances of technology, radio is still one of the key mediums to get music out there. And for whatever reason, I guess, those, you know, Aboriginal or Indigenous bands haven't had a strong amount of airplay. But in a way, that's also changing. You know, bands like the Medics, Dan Sultan and Jess now are achieving some of that mainstream success. But mm-hmm. I think, you know, in a way, the awards, I mean, we see the awards as a platform to show, and a lot of time it's that awareness, to show that this music is being produced at a really high level. And you know, lots of stations, I guess national stations like Triple J and the community radio networks are getting on board with that. Like we partner and do a national Unearth comp to identify an emerging band. And I think it's slowly changing. Obviously, there's a lot more work to do. And I guess it's also, it feels that there is these artists that are coming up, like the Jimblers, the Last Connections. You know, there's a few artists that are coming up that are pushing and radio are starting to engage. So, you know, hopefully we're stepping in the right direction.
For our commercial audience listening in today around Australia, give us your top three artists to look out for. Who are they?
Top three nationally. Oh, I think, you know, Jimbler, he's dropping his album this year. He's about to do some really great things. You know, he signed to Elephant Tracks, so that's a really... There's a lot of support there, and there's a bit of buzz around him. Obviously, Thelma Plum coming out of last year being unearthed, and she's just seemed to go on from strength to strength. You know, she's currently finished off a national tour, and I think, you know, it'd be exciting to see where she goes. And I think there's a lot of, like, I was just down in Alice, and there was, I was listening to a recording in the new, well, not the new, like Karma, which was one of the most significant Indigenous labels, is now sort of reformed, and there's a lot of energy, and they were recording a young guy called Stuart Gaikamunga, who was coming out of the Awantcha band, and that recording was just sounding phenomenal. So it's going to be exciting to see what becomes of that.
Fantastic. So how can we get involved behind the event?
So nominations, you've got essentially one day. Nominations close tomorrow, 15th of June. So really, you know, that's that last chance. If there's a band out there that you think really needs to get recognised, or you know, you've heard some amazing music, definitely put it forward. And then really the next step is the event, August 10th, the event up in Darwin. It'll also be broadcast through radio and through NITV SBS. So, you know, check it out and make sure you, have a look and discover some new bands.
Fantastic. Mark Smith, thank you very much for joining us today.
No worries.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.